With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, we got more heat on Jason Witten, possibly. Sean Sharif, Roy White is in for Choppy. RJ will be back tomorrow, and we're talking about the goodbye of Dez Bryant. Dez saying he thinks that Garrett guys were responsible. Been debating it with Roy, even in the commercial break. Should Jason Witten have that much of a say? Do you think it was Witten? Do you think it was Dak? I think it was both of them. And I think that Dez Bryant had a lack of control still behind the scenes. That's part of the thing that fans love. We love Dez Bryant cares more about being a Dallas Cowboy, Oh, chill out, Siri. Than any other person on that team, in my opinion. You know, a lot of times it's paycheck. It's, you know, you're not really playing for the jersey. You're not playing for the star. Dez Bryant, in my opinion, he wore it. He loved it, and that's why a lot of fans love him. But if Jason Witten and Dak, let me ask you this. If Jason Witten and Dak Prescott told the front office, we don't want him here anymore, would you agree with the decision to let him go? Would that affect your thinking? Because me and you were Dez stay, because you're not going to be able to replace him and compete for a title.
I mean, I guess philosophically, I don't believe that they should have that much of a say in that decision.
You think Beltre should? How is Adrian Beltre different from Jason Witten? How's Jason Witten that much different from Dirk? Dirk is higher up, but Jason Witten's in that discussion.
Maybe he is, but I feel like Adrian.
There's no difference.
It's a level with Jason Witten. Obviously, he's a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Fame guy. He's a Hall of Fame talent. I suppose if he said something again, I'd take it under advisement. I would take it under advisement. But none of that would be the deciding factor. Yeah. If Jason Witten and Dak Prescott came to me and was like, Dez needs to go, but I would be like, I'm going to make my own decision on it, but thank you for your input.
But Roy, it obviously had some input in my opinion. They didn't even offer him a pay cut. Why?
And that's...
It's addition by subtraction in their minds. He was too much of a pain in the butt. He said he was willing to take a pay cut. It was never offered. Jerry threw everyone else under the bus too. As usual, Jerry comes out smelling like greatness, as Dez Bryant told Jane Slater, NFL Network, Jerry, why would I dislike Jerry?
Jerry Jones, he loved me to death, and I love him too. I honestly believe in my heart, you know, this was a hard decision for him, but, you know, is when it's five or six guys at a table against one guy, you got to do it, you know. Like Jerry told me in that meeting, in our meeting, he didn't ask me to take a pay cut. He didn't want that.
Yeah, it was too insulting to even suggest it. Here's what Jerry said. Hey, I love you, but Jason Linehan, maybe your quarterback and tight end. It's Steven. Yeah, he threw everyone else under the bus. Jerry comes out smelling like roses again, just like he did with Romo. What a magician.
Well,
what a magician.
When it's these types of decisions, he will always go with the collective, we made a concentrated effort. When it's the signing of a big player like Terrell Owens, he went ahead and made that call. He went ahead and made that sign off.
Jason Witten may have been involved in that too.
By the way, we haven't even talked about the timeline of this situation. And
that's effed up.
I agree that he got screwed here. Do we give the Cowboys any credit at all for having the foresight to know that their biggest rivals would be cap-strapped at this point, and maybe they made a collective decision to release Dez as late as possible? Because the fact is, if you know you're getting rid of him to begin with, the last thing you want is for him to go to a team, a contender.
I agree.
Where they're going to spend a lot of money. So if they had thought about it, and I don't think they did, Sean. I think this was actually a situation where everybody had to twist Jerry's arm to make the final call, and they knew that it had to be the final call from Jerry because it was his baby. It was Dez's his boy.
They just should have done it a month ago. Alan Hearns signed on March 23rd, March 24th, and that's when you knew Dez probably wasn't coming back. But I take your salary cap point into consideration, and I agree with you that they just finally had to twist the end of Jerry's arm.
And
do it.
I don't want to give them too much credit because I don't think they intended this way. I don't think that was the ultimate goal. But from a standpoint of you wanting to see your team worry about winning and nothing else, this actually turned out to be a smart move. As cold as it is to Dez Bryant, and it is cold, it actually turns out to be a smart move for the Cowboys.
Jared in Plano. Jared, you're live with Sean and Roy on the Home of the Cowboys. Go ahead, Jared.
Hey, I just wanted to say I appreciate the shout-out earlier, Roy, but I just want to say I really do agree with you guys about thinking that it was mainly Witten. I don't think it was Dak too much. I think it was mainly Witten, you know. I think he's more of a son than Romo was to Jerry, and whenever Witten went to Jerry and said that I think Dak's too much of a bad influence, I mean, Dez too much of a bad influence on Dak and on the team that it kind of showed him out.
Thanks for the call. You cannot convince me that Dak Prescott not responding or not commenting until he had an advertisement, a sponsorship with Albertsons and Tom Thumb when he had to talk about it. You can't convince me that that doesn't mean something. It like Jason Witten has a Twitter account and an Instagram, and so does Dak Prescott. He's all over social media. Every other teammate basically gave the shout out. Every other teammate said something. Dak Prescott crickets. Cannot convince me that that doesn't mean something. Call Reading Between the Lines if you want.
I agree. It's difficult to reconcile that with meaning nothing because, after all, now he is very image conscious. He's like extreme, like overly image conscious.
So?
And maybe he thought to himself.
What hurts image-wise by saying?
Nothing. You're right.
Nothing.
Nothing hurts.
This has nothing to do with his image.
Nothing hurts.
And again, I want to be clear on this. If Dak and Witten said it's time for him to go, which I believe, then I agree with the decision. You got to listen to your leaders. We don't see everything behind the scenes. You know, obviously, there's more to this in the locker room than we know because they didn't offer him a pay cut. They were just tired of it. And it'll leak. We'll continue to. Dez will tell us. Dez will end up telling us. He already said the Garrett guys, the captains, helped get me. And he said, I'm going to send them text messages too. I'm going to let them know. And I don't know whether this Tupac saying has been on his Twitter account. Dez Bryant's been going crazy on Twitter. But people get judged for being real and how people get loved for being fake. He put that up there. So now we move forward. Dez with Jane Slater on the NFL Network. Where do you want to go play?
Man, I want. Man, I won't say any teams, but being in a division, man, that's a huge possibility. It's a huge possibility. That's something that I want.
Why?
You know, just because. It's personal.
Mm.
It's, like I said, it's very personal. Like, I already had it planned on training, getting my mind right, but I just want to do it that much more. You know, it's like I'm tired of being a scapegoat. I'm tired of all of it.
I think that was a bad thing to say.
What?
That was personal.
Why?
There are 31 other teams in the league that want you to be on their team to produce for them in order for them to win a championship. And your first response is, it's personal with me and the Cowboys. I don't know if I want to bring in a player in which his first thought is that I got to go after my former employee.
I like it. He tweeted, if I didn't have my – this got a lot of Cowboy fans pissed off. If I didn't have my edge, I got it now. I'm sorry they got to feel me. It's personal. It's very personal. And fans responded to Dez. Oh, you weren't motivated by the double-digit millions that you were already making? John in Corsicana. John, you're live on The Fan. Go ahead, buddy.
Good morning, fellas. I'm proud to be a 6 a.m.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Hey, I just want to let you know, I'm a huge, huge Dez Bryant fan. I really like his passion. I really like his drive. But, you know, when you guys went over his stats, his last six game stats last Friday, I was like, holy cow, that is absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
And, you know, and, you know, you can be a great player, but if you talk about your bosses calling them out, if I did that to my bosses, I'd be gone. And I'm good at what I do.
Yeah. It's go ahead, John.
Personally, I cheer the star on the helmet, not the name on the back. It took me a long time to realize that, but I'm a Cowboys fan. I don't care who you put in there as long as we do great.
Good call, man. And I don't remember him calling them out publicly that much. Like, him and Fish kept talking about one instance. Maybe it was after the
December
Seattle.
27th, man.
Yeah.
It'll live in infamy in my mind. December 27th, 2017. That was when the Dez Bryant relationship with the Dallas Cowboys shattered, because he dared to say in a post game that the team needed to be more creative.
Yeah. And you know what? And I said this in the past a couple weeks ago. Garrett, Linehan, grow up. Stop being so thin-skinned. Look at yourself in a mirror. I know Jason Garrett and Linehan don't have any mirrors because it's never their fault, you know, because their 1990s offense is supposed to work no matter what. Like, how about a little bit of accountability? Okay, so Dez says NFC East. That's probably not going
to
happen.
It's definitely not going to happen unless he wants to go to what I think is the crater in the NFC East.
The Eagles have this is cap room availability as of today. The Eagles have 1.6 million. The Giants have 4.8. They have Odell Beckham and Sterling Shepard. They don't need Dez Bryant. And then the Redskins, 17 million. Everyone is pointing towards the Redskins, but the word out of Washington is they're not interested right now. Adam Schefter, four teams that some believe could show varying levels of interest in Dez. Arizona, issue is little money left. Baltimore, room even with Michael Crabtree. Buffalo, obviously wouldn't be NFC East. Green Bay, a replacement for Jordy Nelson. Babe Laufenberg, homework. Has spoken to four decision makers from four different NFL teams. We'll talk to more. None have an interest in Dez. Only takes one team, but each one points the finger and does not each time Dez points the finger and does not pull the thumb, teams take notice of that. They want to see accountability. San Francisco's got to be thrown in there.
Come on, throw out your team. Pick one team. Dez Bryant next year will be a blank. Come on.
I'm not sure who I would pick. I'm really not. It could go one of many, many ways. If you're asking me who I'd like to see Dez with, I would like to see him in either New Orleans or Jacksonville.
That's mine right there.
What you think?
Yeah, that's right, Jalen.
Jacksonville?
Dez is going to be a Jaguar.
He steps in right into that Allen Robinson role, which they – now, I know he's not the burner that Allen Robinson is, but I think he's still got a lot of the skill set, and they're a run-first offense. They don't need him to be the number one guy. It's pretty well established, just like with Ezekiel Elliott here when he's healthy, that the Jaguars are going to try to beat you down in the run game and that awesome defense. So I think there's a lot of team success potential there.
I would never go to Jacksonville. Period.
Because of the quarterback?
Yes. He has to go to a precision, accurate, tight window thrower.
Well, then the other option, New Orleans, is interesting to me only because Sean Payton decided on Twitter over the weekend to give Dez Bryant a follow for the first time. And I wonder if he's sliding into some DMs.
I'll throw out San Fran as my pick.
No. I mean, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it.
Why?
Because
I thought you wanted to see him go blow up.
No, I do want to see him blow up, but I don't want to see
in
it
in a good way.
I don't want to see it with the 49ers because, A, the history of their organization, I don't want to see them get further and further away from the Dallas Cowboys. And, B, I am already tired of Jimmy Garoppolo.
Okay.
So and the hype.
So is Choppy. All right, so there it is. Good Dez texts, good Dez calls.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.